Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning at the 9th verse. Here we go. What profit does he have who works in that in which he labors? I have seen the task which God has given to the sons of men, to be humbled by it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set eternity in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them but to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it so that they fear before him. I like to pull my topic from verse 11, the clause A of verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Amen?
Amen.
I like to put a tag on this test. I should take your seats in the presence of the Lord. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. Look at your neighbor and touch him and say, you're beautiful. Amen. 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 How shall we begin? Whenever someone comes to this particular passage, there is a warning hidden within the promise. This passage presupposes something that we should probably get out the way so that we can shout when this message is over.
Amen.
And the concern is this. Are you with me?
Yes. Amen.
The passage presents us with the possibility that some of us will never be beautiful. It presents us with the unusual and unsettling reality that, try as we might to make ourselves acceptable to the world around us, there are some of us in here this morning that will never be able to get over the inherent ugliness to which we were born in.
Amen.
Can I get a witness in here? To be honest, my brothers and sisters, the world can be an ugly place. When you witness the murder and the degradation of people and the innocence in the streets of America, it reminds us that this world can be a very ugly place. When you realize that this is a nation of great wealth, yet there are 50 million people living in poverty. Yes, sometimes this world can be an ugly place. But not just the world, but sometimes the church can be an ugly place. People have the nerve, my brothers and sisters, to sit in the church around the church and cross their legs and fold their arms and look at you funny. Because you have not perfected all the rituals of being sanctified. I'm not going to get no help in here today. They have no idea. They have no idea what you had to go through to climb out of bed to get here this morning. Yet they want to put their mouth on you. Can I get a witness? Put their judgment on you. Sometimes church can be an ugly place. Well, if you don't think like us, are you with me? If you don't talk like us, if you don't shout like us, if you don't dance like us, if you don't dress like us, we just want to throw you away. That's why we did not come here this morning, my brothers and sisters, to worship the church. Can I get a witness in here? But we have come to worship the Lord of the church. I can certify to you this morning that he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. Can I get a witness in here? Can I get a witness in here?
Amen.
I want to warn you this morning. He cannot, the Lord cannot be limited by any denomination, any four walls, any bishop, any preacher. He is Jesus the Christ, and he is Lord all by himself. I want to warn you that everybody got a little ugly in them. For everyone that was born of a woman, and you were born of a woman, has on the inside of them a creature craving, a sensibility, a proclivity that makes us ugly when nobody is watching. Can I get a witness in here? I know I'm not going to get no help. When we get lonely, we get ugly. When we get worried, we get ugly. When we don't have the money to pay that bill, we get ugly. Can I repeat myself? When we get lonely, we get ugly. When we don't have the money to pay the bill, that bill, we get ugly. If someone says or does something that you don't like, you will get ugly.
Lord, have mercy.
Everybody here got some ugly.
Amen.
Yes. 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 Just because you are so fine and attractive does not mean you are not ugly.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Because you're so cute and you got nice hair and nice skin does not mean, my brothers and sisters, that you don't get ugly. Ugly has nothing to do but how you look.
Right.
It has to do with your state of mind and the quality of your being.
Yes. Right.
Can I get a witness in here? You can look beautiful. You can look amazing. You can be stacked from the floor up. You can have the best body in here.
All right now.
Can I get a witness in here?
Amen. All
right. You can look amazing, I said.
Well.
But you can have a terrible spirit. And a decrepit mindset with no hope, no vision, and no future. I could care less what your body looks like. It is your heart that God is after. Look at your neighbor and say, don't you leave here ugly today. It is a melancholy truth, my brothers and sisters. Can I take my time with it? It is a melancholy truth that we have celebrated everybody because of the way they look.
Yes.
We think Beyonce is beautiful. We think that Drake is handsome. Handsome brother. Can I get a witness on that? To each its own. Pastor, your pastor, thinks that Serena is a fine sister. To each his own. Your pastor thinks that Betty, the weather lady, is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
In her own way.
Yeah.
God lets you know. Beautiful is the one who don't. Are y'all with me?
Come on.
None of those people that I just called are beautiful. I will tell you who is beautiful.
Hey, Pastor.
The one who is beautiful is the one that had to go through hell and high water, and they still show up in church this morning.
Amen.
They are beautiful.
Amen.
Who don't have a reason to praise God, but they dare to put their hands together and open their mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. They are beautiful. And I preach like God gave it to you.
Thank you, Lord.
And the word of the Lord says, no matter how you look, you can be fat, skinny, big belly, flat booty, big booty, buck teeth. But you can be beautiful to God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The question now comes. Can I get a witness? The question now comes. Don't you want to be amazing?
Yes.
Don't you want to reach for more?
Yes.
Don't you want to grow more?
Yes.
My brothers and sisters, I did not come here this morning to preach you into a house.
No.
I didn't come here this morning to preach you into a new car or a new job. I did come to preach you or to preach that which is not grounded in Jesus Christ in your life.
Amen.
And shake it from center to circumference till it leaves your life so you can be beautiful.
Okay. Amen.
Can I get a witness? capability there.
Amen.
I came to preach you into the next level of your life. I came to preach you so that everything that God has for you, you will get it.
Amen.
Beauty is a condition of the heart. Accept the challenge to grow beyond your current level, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Accept the challenge to grow beyond the level that you are now on.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get witness in here?
Amen.
God told me to tell you, New Jerusalem, that he is going to get you ready for the new year.
Amen.
And you will be beautiful.
Amen.
Can I get a witness in
here? Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
I plead the blood of Jesus against every spirit that will prevent you from rising to the level that God has preordained you before the foundations of the earth.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You better open your mouth,
yes,
and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, come on. Say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I wish I had a few people up in here, that will open their mouth and tell God, thank you. Hey, y'all are hearing me. Come on, y'all. You can look cute next Sunday. You can be beautiful next Sunday. But right about right now, get them thank you.
Yeah.
Well, let God blow you up.
Sure.
God. I didn't think I did anything for you. But they are seeing. The devil is seeing what God is getting ready to do. The devil has literally peeked into your future. Now they want to act funky and act stank.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Because God is doing a new thing in your life. Angie, time out for the dumb stuff.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 2017
is gone.
Yeah.
That's right, it's gone.
Yeah.
And 2018 is here.
Amen.
God told me we're going to do a new thing.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Dean Lennon,
yes, sir.
God told me.
Thank you, Lord.
That he's going to have me.
Thank
I'll speak
Lord.
For myself.
Thank
He'll
Lord.
Have me looking better than Denzel Washington. Are y'all not feeling me? I'm only 5 foot now.
Thank you.
But when God gets through with me before 2018 gets here, I'm going to be tall, dark, and handsome.
Thank you, Lord.
all you've been through. How do you show up in church after all you've been through? How do you keep a smile on your face and don't look like what you've been through?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's it. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God.
You know why?
Thank you, Lord.
Because it had not been for the Lord on your side.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
As I look back over myself, and we are at the threshold. Can I get a witness? We are at the threshold of 2018.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not like I used to be. No, I'm not like, I don't talk like I used to talk. No, I don't like what I like to do. Because God has done a new thing in my life.
Yeah.
He has made everything beautiful in his time.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I get a witness?
Thank you, Lord.
If you look back and take an evaluation of where you were in January 1, 2017, you may not be where you are or where you want to be, but God has done a whole lot of stuff in your life. I'm like Paul. I'm going to speak for myself. I'm like Paul. I've learned to obey. Y'all ain't with
me.
I've learned to have nothing and be all right with it. I look back how I used to pray. I look back at the things I used to pray for. And I look right now, I don't even want those things anymore. Read the word of God. And know that I just want to know him in the power of his resurrection. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Loving this day. Because I got a friend that's sticking closer than brother. I got a friend when nobody don't understand what I'm going through. I just say, Lordy, 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 Lordy. I just say, Lord, have mercy on me. All I can do is